February 2, 1922. The divine will is seed that multiplies the images of God. So that Jesus may operate in us, it takes highest equality in all of our things. This morning my always lovable Jesus came all goodness and sweetness. He was carrying a rope around his neck, and an instrument in his hand, as if he wanted to do something. Then, he removed the rope from his neck and put it around mine. Then he fixed the instrument at the center of my being, and with a ruler which he made rotate through a little wheel that was in the center of that instrument, he measured me all over, to see whether he would find all the parts of my person as equal. He was all attentive on looking at whether the ruler, in rotating, would find perfect equality. And as he found it, he heaved a sigh of great contentment, saying, "Had I not found her equal, I could have not accomplished what I want. At any cost, I am determined to make of her a portent of grace." Now, that little wheel which was in the center seemed to be a little circle of sun, and Jesus gazed at himself within it, to see whether his adorable person would appear as whole within that little circle of sun. And since it did appear, all content, he seemed to pray. In the meantime, another little wheel of light descended from heaven, similar to the one which I had in the center of my person, but without detaching its rays from heaven. They identified with each other, and Jesus impressed them in me with his most holy hands, and added, "For now, I have made the incision, I have placed the seal. Then I will take care of developing what I have done." And he disappeared. I remained amazed, but I don't know what that was. I just understood that in order for Jesus to operate in us, it takes highest equality in all things. Otherwise he operates at one point of our soul, and we destroy at some other point. Unequal things are always annoying, defective. And if one wants to place something on them, there is the risk that the unequal side may let it fall to the ground. A soul who is not always the same, one day wants to do good, she wants to bear everything. Another day she can no longer be recognized, she is indolent, impatient. Therefore, one cannot rely on her at all. After this, Jesus came back, and having drawn me into his will, he said to me, "My daughter, as the seed is thrown into the earth makes the seed that was sowed germinate and multiply. My will extends more than earth. It throws the seed of my volition into the souls, and it makes many other images similar to me, germinate and multiply. My volition makes my children germinate, and it multiplies them. However, know that the acts done in my will are like the sun. Everyone takes the light, the heat and the good that the sun contains. Nor can anyone prevent someone else from enjoying its goods. Without anyone defrauding anyone else, all enjoy it. All are owners of the sun. Everyone can say, 'The sun is mine.' In the same way, the acts done in my will, more than sun, are wanted and demanded by all. The past generations await them, so as to receive the dazzling light of my will over everything they have done. The present ones await them, so as to feel fecundated and invested by this light. The future ones await them, as the fulfillment of the good that they will do. In sum, I am my will, and the acts done in my will always go around within the endless wheel of eternity, to become life, light and heat of all."